Yeah, I agree. But, I mean, like I say, for me, it's, I mean, I'm loyal to Motorola because I've been using them for so many years, long before I met any of you guys who got a hammer and anything else. And I picked up the XPRs just because I needed a new radio for racing, and I think the, what was it, the R's were just starting to come out, and there was talk of the R's just coming out, the R series, and came across the XPRs on a fire sale, and I grabbed them when I could, but that's the only reason why, and I got lucky to get the price I got on them, and, yeah, this little thing here is, you know, very flexible for what I have in it, and Sean knows what's in it, so does Wally. But the fact is that too bad it doesn't do P25, or else I'd slap that in there right now. But, yeah, I'm just trying to get a good multi-use radio, and if I decide to invest in a P25, if Anthony, you're still out there before I forget, you also got to look at the range. If UHF radios, make sure you look at UHF band 1 or R1, they call it. That's the 380 to 470 band. And I guess Wally gets it next.